Well, good morning. I must confess, when I first saw that I was going to be speaking on this passage today, I was a little bit nervous. You see, I'm really not a boat person. I'm the kind of person who gets seasick on a bridge. And so even just reading this true story made me a little bit queasy, and seeing the video that we saw earlier was really pushing it. But these guys in our story, they're made of sterner stuff. So let's picture the scene that they find themselves in. They set out in the calm across the sea. And then suddenly the wind whips up. They've been rowing against the wind for 6 or 7 hours and they're just getting nowhere. Jesus is not even with them. And then when they thought things couldn't get any worse, a ghost appears. But when that ghost spoke, everything changed. So, what can we learn from their experiences? Well, I don't know if you've heard, but there's this thing going around called coronavirus. You may have heard of it. We are going through some pretty stormy times at the moment. And I think this story is just absolutely perfect timing for us. So, how can we cope in the stormy times like we are experiencing now, like the disciples had in this boat? Well, I think there are four things we can take today from our story to help us in the coming weeks. So, firstly, we should be expecting the storm. The disciples have been there before. The other gospels suggest that the calming of the storm actually happened before this experience. It was a different experience. So they've already lived through this storm. Jesus calmed that one, and now they're in another storm. In this world, more storms will come. So have they learnt from that first experience? Because this time, there's no Jesus. He had chosen to stay behind to pray. Knowing what was going to be happening to them, they'd set out alone. Would they be able to cope without his physical presence? We live in a world that's under curse. It doesn't work how things originally were planned to happen. We live in a world where there will be suffering and hardship, both big and small. And so we shouldn't be surprised when it comes. The Bible speaks repeatedly of traumas that are to come. It's not naive about these things, and so it's not unexpected when they come. God has a plan for our world that will come to an end in the way that He has revealed. The world is groaning, and yet God is still sovereign. Even if we don't understand what is happening, even if we can't see the future. When they set out in this storm, it was dark, and that made it even more dangerous and more uncomfortable. They couldn't see what was happening around them. Sometimes we will be in trouble and we will not be able to see our way out, but God can see a way out, and so we can trust in Him. Jesus would have told the disciples to get into that boat, and he would have known what was going to happen. Even though he wasn't with them, he was praying for them, he was watching them, and he came when they needed him. In Matthew 28, we are promised that he will not leave us. I will be with you at the end of the age. So, secondly, when the storms hit, don't panic. The disciples had learnt from their experience previously. They were not panicking in the boat, but they were rowing hard. The storm wasn't overwhelming them like it was last time. However, what did frighten them was when they thought they saw a ghost. It's more terrible to wrestle with the rulers of darkness than the stormy waves. In our troubles in life, we can make things worse. Our imaginations run wild. We invent disasters in the future when we've got enough to deal with in the present. Coronavirus is a storm. The reactions of people are making it into a tempest. As Christians, we are told not to worry, but to present our requests to God, and His peace will guard our hearts and our minds. We were looking at this a few weeks back in our Lent course, and I think what that means for us now is to be not swept up in the hype that is going on. It is so easy to get swept up in the hysteria, but it's not helpful, and it is not what God wants for us. This is our chance to be salt and light in the world, to be holding firm to Jesus in the times of peril. And so my third point, hold on to Jesus. When the disciples hear Jesus' voice, their fears are calmed. They welcome him into the boat and their trauma is over. Now note that he doesn't calm the storm, but he takes them safely through it. Jesus can calm our fears. When we're experiencing that storm in our life, be ready to search for Jesus within it. Be ready to receive the help that he is giving to us. It is so easy to try and cope in these situations on our own. If only I can do this, if only I can hold on for a little bit longer, if only I can get enough toilet rolls, I will be fine. The disciples were rowing and rowing and rowing, and they were getting nowhere. They were keeping themselves above water, but only just. And it was only with Jesus in the boat did they make any real progress. So how do we hold on to Jesus? I think this is two sides. In the light, in the calm times, we need to be preparing. And then we need to remember those things when we're in the light. A quote that we have up in our kitchen: never doubt in the dark what you've been shown in the light. Hold on to those promises that have been made to us in Scripture. Promises like in John 14, just a few chapters after this episode: in this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. And my favourite psalm, Psalm 91, I come back to again and again: he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. He will not leave us alone in the storms of life. However bad things seem, God is still our King. The Bible is still true. When God spoke, the whole story changed. The storm is still raging, but the disciples are no longer scared. They are taken safely to shore. Scripture has real power. I encourage you to be learning portions to be using in those difficult times, and to hold firmly to them when you are tempted to give in to fear. And fourthly, we see a long-term message, an eternal message in this passage too. Here we see Jesus on the mountain, praying for his disciples, watching them in the storm of the turbulent sea, the storm of this world, knowing what is happening to them, knowing what will happen to them. He has equipped them to deal with the storm. And when the time is right, he comes walking on the water, the Lord over the whole world, and he takes them safe to shore. They were never in any eternal danger. Jesus was not going to let them fall. When the church is in distress, it will be taken safely to shore. In Hebrews 4, we read, "We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain, where our forerunner, Jesus, has entered on our behalf." That curtain in the tabernacle stands in front of the throne of God. Our faith in Jesus anchors us into that throne of God. That's why I have an anchor on the back of this hoodie. Whatever the storms of life throw at us, Jesus holds us firmly. We're anchored into the throne of God. Jesus is able to get us where he calls us to be. Even if it doesn't seem like it when we're surrounded by that storm. At times, we will not be able to see what is ahead of us. We can grasp onto the fact that we will see Jesus someday and that he will guide us into port. In the meantime, he has hold of us and he is praying for us in our troubles. So as we draw to a conclusion, what is our reaction going to be to the stormy seas that are around us? Are you safe in Jesus? If you don't know these promises that I'm talking about, if you haven't taken hold of the hand that he is offering to you, perhaps this current storm is a chance for you to take his hand. Believe that God's words are true. You are, like the rest of us, a sinner, as helpless as a tiny boat in a storm. You can't get to the shore alone. Only Jesus can get you there. Allow him into the boat of your life. Let him take the helm and steer you through the storms of life. Trust that you are safe in his hands. If this is you today, then I encourage you to speak to somebody after the service. Pray with them. There will be somebody in the prayer chapel if you'd like to talk to them, or you can speak to anybody involved in the service today. And if you are a Christian here today, then expect that life will be stormy. But remember the promises of God made in his word. Trust that Jesus is the master of the storm. Accept the help that we are offered from Jesus and his Spirit. Support each other as a family. And may this current storm be a chance to be displaying the love of Christ in our service to our neighbours and to live out the fearlessness of death that comes from trusting in our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. In the storms of life, let our faith be bigger than our fear. Let's pray. Father God, I pray in this stormy time that these words will be true for us. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Lord, we claim these words today in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Lord of the storm. Amen.